Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's an exceptionally dumb thing said by Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana. And let's start right out. John Kennedy is no relation to the great president, John Kennedy. He's no relation to the family. He's a lowlife. He happens to represent the state of Louisiana. He used to be a Democrat. A lot of people down there used to be Democrat. Now he's a low-life Republican senator. Well, he came out the other day and he goes, here's what he says about Joe Biden. It's actually kind of funny, though. He says, Joe Biden, he's for, quote, woke pink-haired workers with Ziploc bags of kale. What? They have a way with words down there. He says, Joe Biden is for woke pink-haired workers with Ziploc bags of kale. You know, look, in the old days, they would go, people would attack, Republicans would always attack Democrats as being fancy, you know, being close to the Hollywood and, you know, drinking fancy wine. Let me be very, very blunt. Nobody I know knows any movie stars. None of them called me recently, okay? And when it comes to fancy restaurants and all that, as far as I'm concerned, the more people go, the better. Keep employment up. But the people that go are lobbyists, okay? They're people on expense accounts, and many of them are Republicans. So the average guy in a labor union, the average woman, you know, you have your cops, nurses, secretaries, ain't going anywhere like that. So give me a break. Give me a break. And a guy like John Kennedy, they all hang around the watering holes of Washington, and they make this stuff up, and they think that's going to resonate at home. And then he goes home, he'll put on jeans and a flannel shirt, and he'll go, I eat squirrel. Here's a bag of squirrel. I eat squirrel. Baloney. He doesn't eat squirrel. Okay. He goes to fancy restaurants in Washington, which is fine. I don't care where he goes. You know, they have cooks. They have waiters. They have to make some money. I wish he wouldn't do it on donor money. I wish lobbyists wouldn't be in Washington. But don't give me a break about Joe Biden being for, quote, woke pink-haired worker with Ziploc bags of kale. And he is unwoke, undead, walking around with a bag of squirrel heads. Okay? Give me a break. That's all baloney. Absolute baloney. Okay. Well, here's another atrocity from Texas. I should just say, here's something from Texas, and you know it's an atrocity. The governor Abbott, a month ago, signed a bill to reduce, quote, illegal voting from a second-degree felony giving you many years in prison to Class A misdemeanor, giving you only a year in jail. And what was that all about? There are two people down there who've been charged. One's in prison, one's about to, for, quote, illegal voting. And what are the what is the basis of it? One of them is a guy had committed a burglary in the 90s, you know, 20 some odd years ago, and he got released. Good behavior, he had a job, everything's going well, but he's still on extended probation, which would end, and then he could vote. And he couldn't vote while he's on probation. Well, he was on probation for something like 7 or 8 years. An election came up in April last year. Actually, it was the previous one, I think, April. And his probation ended in June. So he was 6 weeks away from the end of probation. So he just went down and voted. They found out he's going to have 5 years in prison for that. And he was mistaken. Somebody had said, no, he can vote. There's a woman down there, another one. And this happens in Arizona in particular. What the Republicans will do is continuously shift polling locations. I don't know if that's ever happened to you in Wisconsin. It's happened to me in Milwaukee once. I vote on the east side of Milwaukee, and one time they changed it to about, I don't know, 2 or 3 blocks north. So you show up at the polls, you didn't follow it in the paper, and they have a sign and you go to the new place. But they do that all the time for minority districts. So that people will show up, maybe they have an hour off of work, maybe they have a babysitter or their friend, their sister, watch their kids, and they go to vote and they can't vote there, and the other ones across town, and they go, well, I don't have time to do that, and they go home. That's one thing they do down there. It's one thing they do down there. Well, in one of these things, somebody shows up, not supposed to go, and somebody says, well, cast a conditional ballot here. So she's okay. She's advised to do that. She casts a conditional ballot. And whatever else had went on in that thing, she's now facing charges, felony for illegal voting. They are trying to scare minority voters, lower income and lower educated voters. Okay. That's all they're doing. That's all they're doing. That's all they prosecute. So last month, Abbott, after there was a huge uproar, thought, I will defang this. We'll keep these people in jail as kind of a symbol. It's like in the Middle Ages, they would go in and they would cut the, believe it or not, cut the heads off of insurgents and post them on pikes on the way into the city. So people would be cowed. They come in and they'd see their neighbor's heads on a pike and they'd be afraid to protect, to do anything about unjust things. Here, the Republicans in Texas are doing that. They'll put a few people in prison as felonies for voting. And then they'll go, you'd be very well advised not to do that yourself. And people just don't vote. You wonder why there's a lower minority voting turnout. This one of them. So anyway, what does Abbott do right now? He says, I made a mistake in lowering it. I wanted an increase to a felony. I'm not kidding, right now. And the Republicans in the gerrymandered legislature go right on, right on. So it's going to be a felony again. So people are going to go to vote and they are going to be in doubt. Is they doing anything that people like Abbott and the Republican Party can single them out to stick their heads in a pike? You know, Republicans will go up and down the voting line saying, remember, if you have a criminal conviction, you can't vote. That's a lie. If you have a misdemeanor conviction, you can vote. If you have a felony conviction and your probation has expired down there, you can vote. But if you're off by 6 weeks, it's 5 years in prison. And a lot of people don't know the difference between a class A misdemeanor and a class D felony, right? They don't know the difference. So it's safer not to vote in Texas because they'll get you. They will get you. They'll cut off your head and stick it on a pike every once in a while. This is a sick criminal culture in the Republican Party. It's a diseased culture. It's a sick criminal culture. Somebody's got to call that out. People will give these speeches, these trite speeches. Nobody talks about it the way I just talked about it. They've got to talk about it a lot more. They've got to bring an injunction action. Usually courts don't like to interfere in prosecutorial discretion, they call it. But when it's crooked prosecutorial discretion designed to suppress the vote, that's a different story. If I were a federal judge, I would enjoin that statute and then say it's overbroad. In other words, yeah, you don't want somebody paying 50 people to vote. You don't want that. But some guy makes a mistake on 6 weeks or somebody follows the advice of a poll worker and votes and shouldn't. It's overbroad. And overbroad criminal statutes are frequently stricken down. And this one should be stricken down. The alternative is you are going to have large minority populations deterred from voting. They're deterred from voting. They simply can't tolerate going into the polls and running the risk of a criminal conviction. You're going to have a lot of people not sign up as poll workers because there's a, it's now a felony in Texas if you, quote, obstruct the line of sight, end quote, of a partisan poll worker, and all they have to do is say it. There are people from the Republican Party going in, eyeballing people in line, approaching them and scaring them, and if you, quote, obstruct their line of sight, it's a felony, you go to jail for a couple of years, prison. It's a sick state. That should be enjoined it's overbroad. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Hee 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 h